The same brain wiring in our man that is probably optimized for internal processing creates other realities for your man as well. It's especially important to know that that internal processing actually takes time. Most of us as women know the feeling of that sort of instantaneous processing that comes when someone sort of lays a big question before us, a decision that we have to make of some kind. Maybe it's at work or something with the kids or a problem with our women's Bible study. Whatever it is, we know we have these three choices. Do we do A, do we do B, or do we do C? Which do we choose? Most of us know the feeling of having an instant thought in our head. It's what Malcolm Gladwell calls zip processing in his book, Blink. We instantly get the idea that A and C, they're not probably the place to start, but B just might work. So we start with this idea, and then we go deeper and deeper in layers as we talk about it with others and as we think about it some more. Because of the structural difference in the brain, men tend to not do that in the same way. Instead, they go very deep one at a time, very deep into thinking through A, and then they finish that, and then B, and then they finish that, and then C, and then they can talk about it. But that process takes time. One study I saw found that the same signal that passes on a surface level instantly in a woman's brain goes really deep, and it's sort of thought through in a man's brain, so it can take 7 to 12 hours for that signal to pass. Now, that whole dynamic, I'm oversimplifying, of course, to some degree, but that whole dynamic is sometimes why at night you might ask your man, "What are you thinking?" And he can't say, "I don't know what I'm thinking." And then the next morning at breakfast, he can talk about it. You've just seen that time in action. Now, as always, this is for most men, not all, and for some of this maybe better describes you. Maybe that's how your brain and your makeup has been wired, and I would also say has been chosen for a reason. Now, keep in mind that as your man is processing, he is not just figuring out what he's thinking. He is also processing a lot of other things in that internal chess match. He may not know what he's feeling about that outlay of money needed for the kitchen remodel, right? Lucas is probably trying to understand what Maria is feeling. Maybe he's a bit angry about how she's handling the whole thing and he's trying to process that. Maybe he's also trying to figure out how to talk about it once they actually do talk. He has to process all of that first. The relational issues or tension between us often come when we simply don't realize this, but we are pressing to talk about something before our man has processed it. For a guy, that can feel kind of overwhelming. It can feel like we're bulldozing him or arguing with him, especially when he's trying to think about it and we're essentially saying, "Are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about it?" When Lucas and Maria told us that story, Maria talked about trying to wait patiently. Now, she has told me many times she is not naturally gifted with patience, like many of us probably. So, of course, I had to say, "How did you manage to wait patiently?" And apparently, Lucas had come up with a really good solution. He finally said, during this whole dynamic, "Okay, stop. Let's time out. Give me until Thursday. Trust me that during these next few days that I am thinking about it, and don't ask me about it until Thursday." Maria said that was hard because, of course, it didn't look like he was thinking about it, because if it was internal, it wasn't something she could see that he was doing. So she practically pounced on him on Thursday morning, but he knew he would need to talk about it by then, and he was totally fine and ready for that conversation. If our man fits into the majority here, there are great lessons for us about our willingness to give our man the time that they need to process and know that it will be better for us in the end as well. Let's do a quick gap time about that as well. Now, quickly, before we do the gap time, it's important to say this one thing. This relates to bigger things that require a decision. The minor day-to-day stuff appears to be processed very differently than the more important things. And those minor things, they don't need that kind of time. As we come to the end of this segment, let's take another short moment and consider one important question during our gap time. Why is it so hard to give our man the time that he needs to process things? Now, you may not be sure your man needs that time, and that's okay. You can ask him that later. But there have certainly been occasions when someone else needs time and it's hard to wait. Your father, your colleague, your son has needed time, even if your husband doesn't. Why is it hard for us to wait? Take 1 minute and think about that. What did you come up with? One of the things that I realized about myself is that it's hard to wait because I don't know whether Jeff is really thinking about it. In other words, it's sneaky, but it points out a way I am not fully trusting him. Even though Jeff is totally responsible and he knows what he's doing and he cares about me, that's just one thing I have realized. There are probably many things that we need to think about here. So, in most relationships, there are some key differences between how partners might process and communicate. In the next segment, we will take a few minutes and look at how those differences play out.